This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Sex Out Loud is sponsored by Lilo, award-winning designers of the world's best pleasure objects.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud, everyone. It is a rainy and gray day in Los Angeles, but I have the brightest light, one of the brightest lights in Los Angeles, in my studio with me in person, live. And you can call and talk to us. Let me tell you the number, 866-472-5788. And you've got the next hour to make that phone call. And, you know, people who call my show always win prizes. I don't know if you remember that because it's been a while, but that happens. Okay, so this is a guest I've had on the show before, but she was on a panel. So I haven't had like a solid hour to myself with her, which sounds dirty. let me tell you who she is or remind you who she is. Sandra Doherty speaks, educates, hosts podcasts, and pundits. Her sex-positive teaching methods include heavy doses of physical comedy, playful insight, and delightful factoids. Known the world over for her Nerdist Industries podcast, Sex Nerd Sandra, which has a really loyal listenership and has been downloaded now about almost 15 million times, I think. She can be heard weekly in your ear holes. And she's also done some TV. She's been on Fusion TV and The Young Turks. And she happens to have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Just saying. It's hard to get that. Okay. Welcome back to the show, Sandra.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
I totally was doing my research today.
I'm honored. Now, when your 5-star rating is based on 4 reviews, 1 angry person and it's all
can fuck it up, right? It's can totally over. Tip yeah. the scales. But the thing is, the angry person hasn't emerged. So I'm here to tell you, you have a perfect rating.
Thank you.
You do.
I'm honored.
You do. So Sandra and I have known each other for a while. We're peers in this sort of sex ed world. But I realized that I don't even know that much about you, Sandra.
Yeah, we just sort of are like both working a lot. And then we run into each other at things. And we're like, how are you holding up?
That's exactly how it is. So I want the Sex Nerd Sandra origin story first. I want to know where you grew up. I want to know what kind of sex ed you had as a kid.
I was born on a star in a distant galaxy.
Okay.
I landed here on Earth decades ago. My parents found me. I was glowing. I am a child of Los Angeles. I was born and raised here. Yep. Yep, really? Born in downtown LA, raised all around the city, and I'm still here, close to my family, and I am one of the few people I know that did not move here to work here, since LA is like the Hollywood center of the universe, so yeah, I don't know, the origin story, there's the how'd you get this job question, like version, where that's what people want to know is like, how can I do what you do?
No,
you
know? I don't want to know that. I just want to know like, what was your experience? You know, were you destined to become a sex educator? Were you like sex educating all your friends, like on the playground? Did you have some like massively progressive sex education at school?
Not at school. I mean, being in LA, I remember there being like a, hey, don't get an STI. Here's a condom. The end. Oh, and here's some deodorant. Because they did that, like, your body is changing. Don't smell bad. And here's some tampons. Don't bleed all over the place. Like, that was... But it wasn't bad. I did hang out with a lot of Christians. I was a very shy kid, and I hung out with just the sweetest, nicest people in high school who happened to be a lot of Protestants, or Presbyterians. I get it all confused because I was raised Catholic. And so, like, I went on, like, camping trips to the wilderness where we all learned about why you should save yourself till marriage and stuff like that. Like, I was there for milkshakes and hangouts. And, like, then I would get this intense, like, I was already sexually active and being like, should I just not say anything, like, right now?
Probably, if you want the milkshake. Yeah.
Yeah. I've already read so many books about sex. Like, you can't tell me not to have sex before marriage because, you know, I've, like, I already got the spoiler alert, you know?
Mm-hmm. You hung out with a religious crowd. See, this is something I didn't know about you.
It's not, it's, they were just awesome people.
Okay.
Who were really fun.
They weren't like evangelists or.
No, no. Right. I did have a few of them at some point, especially on our, like, our camping trip to Mexico, like, where we were, like, helping out in, like, a village and then, like, going, like, I did have a friend pull me over, like, I really want you to go to heaven and, like, hang out with us. So, you know, like, have that talk, and I'd be like, oh, Dave, I thank you for your friendship. And no, thank you. My boyfriend at the time was Hindu, and we would hang out with the Christians because they were just so much fun. And both of us were like, no, thank you about the Christian stuff.
Right, right.
So I was just a shy kind of, I was a very depressed person from like age 10 onward, like not really outwardly, but like feeling pretty tragic all the time.
Mm.
And that's kind of a genetic thing. No, and that's just teen years.
And yeah, and teen angst. And what did you want to be when you grew up? Like when you were like 9?
So funny you should say 9, because the age 9, fourth grade, is when I started to explain to my classmates how babies were made, because I went to a Catholic school and people thought, like, oh, my classmates thought the dorks were where it was at, and they just had no concept. I didn't understand about, like, the nitty gritty, but golly gee, I knew that there were sperm and eggs and shit. Like, I knew the basics. Can I curse on here?
You can curse.
Okay.
Yes.
So I remember somebody's eyes, like my classmate, her name's Bridget. I went to her wedding. She's very happy now. She's a lovely person. We were in Girl Scouts for, like, you know, feels like 15 years. I was a Girl Scout the entire time you can be a Girl Scout. From kindergarten to the first year of college, I was a Girl Scout.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what's the highest level? Because isn't there some sort of Eagle Scout for boys? Is there the same thing?
At some point, we just sort of leveled off and stopped trying that hard, but we would just do Girl Scout stuff. So you don't necessarily have to be an Eagle Scout to be a Boy Scout. That's my understanding.
Okay.
I think we were cadets or juniors or whatever. I don't know. Mm-hmm. We used cookie money to go to on a cruise to Mexico the last year.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Okay, so these were some cool Girl Scouts.
Yeah, a bit Catholic, but good. But yeah, great. I'm not angry about the religious stuff. I don't have that anger.
Right, right.
But at 9, I was explaining about ovaries and vas deferens and stuff like that, and clearly that was a need for my friends. And I just remember my friend's eyes getting real wide, like, oh my God, what? Science? And then at age 11, as a kid, I thought that I would, like, write books, and I wanted to be a novelist, and I wanted to be a dancer, and I wanted to be a lot of different things.
That's very funny we have that in common, because I feel like at that age, I wanted to be one of two things. I wanted to either be a teacher or a solid gold dancer. Now, this is before your time. This is before your time. But
literally the TV show.
The TV show Solid Gold. Yeah.
I thought you meant like gold star lesbian.
No, a solid gold. I mean, I think you're younger than I am, but I wanted to be a solid gold dancer. And now I feel like I've sort of merged those two things, right?
Oh, my God.
I mean, because we have this really glamorous job.
Yeah, we're real glamorous.
No. We're really glamorous right now, by the way, because Sandra dressed up and she's wearing just the most incredible outfit. I can barely
this gown,
describe it.
I don't even want to talk about how much this gown cost.
Is it vintage? Looks vintage.
They modeled it after like an old Betty Page number.
That's why it looks vintage.
Yeah, but this tux, man. You just said you weren't feeling that great. And you're just
I thought I should just put it on for you.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. So then you grow up and.
Okay. So there was a moment when I was 11 years old, I was in sixth grade, and I heard the word sexologist. And I had never thought about a career in sexuality. It never even occurred to me that you could do that as a career. And I remember walking down the, and I don't remember like where, if it was like on the news the night before or what, but I remember walking through the corridors of my middle school and going, looking around being like, why is anyone doing anything else? Like, why are you teaching in this school? Like, why aren't you studying sex? Like, why is anyone doing anything else other than that? So it was that strong of a, like, obviously that, obviously chocolate, obviously dogs.
Right.
Obviously sex. Yeah. Like, what? And I spent, I don't even know how many days and hours just hanging out at the local bookstore in the self-help section, covered in books about sex and relationships. And that was just like, aha, that was just what I wanted to do, is just hang out in the bookstore with all the books about, you know, G-spotting and stuff. I'm like 11-year-old.
Well, it's like, it's paid off. We're going to take our first break, okay? We're going to hear from our great sponsors. Thank you to Lilo and the Pleasure Chest, who make the show possible and who do great things for the sex positive community all the way around. When we come back, we're going to talk about oral sex. We've got to talk about oral sex. I don't know why.
Got to.
And sex advice, and why Sandra's so funny, because she is really funny, as you've already imagined. So stay with us. Don't go anywhere. More with Sex Nerd Sandra when we come back.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Hey everyone, it's Tristan. Listen, there is nothing sexier than experience. Just ask the Pleasure Chest. As the oldest sex-positive boutique in America, this legendary establishment has made it their mission to provide sexual fulfillment to everyone, regardless of orientation, identity, or experience. With stores in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, as well as online, the Pleasure Chest wants to help you have the best sex of your life. Whether you're buying your first vibrator or your 10th leather flogger, you'll be assisted by a knowledgeable and friendly staff in an elegant, sex-positive environment. If you're looking to expand your sexual expertise, they offer free weekly workshops in locations nationwide where no subject is taboo or off limits. Visit PleasureChest.com to learn more, because sex never goes out of style. You can use the coupon code Tristan at checkout and enjoy a free Pleasure Chest lube with every purchase.
Hi everyone, it's Tristan. In a loving relationship, a pleasure shared is a pleasure doubled. Lilo, the world's leading pleasure brand, has a gorgeous selection of luxury pleasure products for couples, each one perfectly designed to ensure both partners get the most from sex. Lilo's remote-controlled pleasure products feature an exclusive technology called Sense Motion. You can control the vibrations of the massager by simply tilting and moving the remote. It's incredibly intimate, even from a distance. All Lilo's luxury couples toys are waterproof, rechargeable, quiet, and absolutely beautiful. Try the best-selling Tiani 24K for the most sensuous shared pleasure you've ever experienced. Or the Lilo Smart Wand for the most powerful all-over body massage of your life. Go to Lilo.com or any good adult retailer now to see how Lilo can bring you closer together.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning Expert Guide Sex Education Series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. I'm here with sex nerd Sandra, and we were getting her backstory, as they say in Hollywood, before the break. Hey, I want to remind you that the Pleasure Chest has these amazing sex ed events, lots of free events at their store, and there's a couple great ones coming up. First of all, this weekend, April 10th, is a Dyke Day fundraiser in Los Angeles at the Pleasure Chest. There's going to be, Midori is a special guest, there's going to be a spanking booth, electro sex. There's going to be raffling prizes. You can donate to Dyke Day, which is a big Queero Day in LA as part of Pride. So you should check that out. And then on 420, April 20th, How Cannabis Can Enhance Your Sex Life with Ashley Manta. That's also happened in West Hollywood, and that's going to be a good one. In New York on 420, Dominance and Submission, Hot Fiction, Hotter Facts with Molina Williams-Haas, who is just an incredible sex educator. Can't say enough good things about her. Incredible. So you want to check that out as well. Also, during the break, Sandra has been doodling on a doodle pad, and we're gonna let her continue to doodle on that doodle pad, and then we will tweet out a photo of the results. That's all I have to say. I just want to tease you, people. Okay. So that was a good story, by the way. It was like your story, your sort of backstory in the religious, and like, why would anyone do anything else? Like, here.
Thank you. I'm glad, because I'm still working on why the hell I do what I do. Still figuring
out. You are?
Yeah.
Okay, you're on a good start.
Yeah, thanks.
But would you also say, like, you are also have sort of a personal sex philosophy? Like, what's your approach to sexuality? How would you describe it?
I mean, I tell people in my workshops that there's hundreds of reasons why you might have sex. For me, my point of view around talking about all this stuff is driven by collaboration, creativity, and playfulness. It's really about discovery. And I think that we become better at life by being creative in the sack. There is no best and worst. It's more just like figuring out what your personal jam session's like. So that's me.
I mean, it always strikes me, if like someone were to say, like, if you could describe sex nerd Sandra in one word, I would thought about this today. Curious is what comes to mind. Mm-hmm. You're open and curious. You sort of don't, you know what I mean? You're like, well, I don't know about that, but let's see. You know what I mean? That seems like your jam.
Yeah, I'm whatever that whole, like, I'm an expert and I know everything. Like, I feel like the opposite of that. Like, I'm just constantly beginner's mind. Mm. Like, I don't know. Tell me more. Like, people at parties are like, oh, I have the most boring job. I'm an accountant and blah, blah, blah. I'll be like, I need to talk to you about spreadsheets. Or like, or just like, there's always something interesting. I think we can bore ourselves, but we can also enliven ourselves.
Yeah. You know? We have a lot of good questions from listeners, which we're going to get to in the second half of the show, by the way. And I see that you guys are tweeting us questions, so that's good too. Keep those coming. You can also call us, did I tell you? 866-472-5788. 866-472-5788. You know, the best thing about calling us is we can ask you questions about your question. We can give you details, and you have two minds on the case.
Two minds.
Two minds on the case.
It's true.
So that's good. So you've been doing this podcast, which is wildly popular.
Just like yours. I think yours is more popular now. I don't know. There's like...
Really?
I don't know, on iTunes. Well, because iTunes, depending on what day it is.
I know. The iTunes shuffle is sort of weird. And also, I know you know this too, people can listen to your show on Nerdist. Mm-hmm. They can listen to it on all sorts of services. So we don't have like a centralized, you know, people listen to my show on Voice America. That number doesn't go to iTunes, right?
Oh,
you know what I mean? So if you listen on demand, or you listen on the app on your phone, that doesn't go to iTunes.
Yeah, streaming versus downloading.
Versus like having an RSS feed. Mm-hmm. RSS feed. So technical, Tristan. Okay, but tell me like what people can expect, because you know they're going to run from this show to your show if they haven't already. No, I mean, you know, and I feel like it's great because someone just emailed me today and said, I found you because I heard you on Dan Savage's podcast. And now I listen to your podcast. It's the same thing, right? We want to like let people know what the good, the smarty sex podcasts are.
Yeah, it's a good ecosystem.
Yeah.
I think having great different voices, great content, I think is essential, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
My show, so I've been doing it for 4 years, actually this summer it'll be 5 years.
Ooh.
I know, over 200 episodes. And I mean, I don't know how, is it once a week for you?
Yeah.
And you've been doing it for a long time. So you probably.
Almost 4 years. This summer will be my four-year anniversary, I think.
Yeah, I took a few months off, but yeah, over 200 episodes now, and it's weekly, and I try and focus on a topic every week. And I'll tell you right now, quality control, my friend, I have gone through so much in the last couple of years, and there's a lot of amazing episodes, and my guests have always just been fantastic. And I'm not always, I would say I've gotten, I don't know what to say. I'm so uncomfortable right now.
You know, she's like blushing and being.
There are two ways to go about my show, I think, if you want to listen to it. One is find the title of topics that you're interested in,
mm-hmm.
right? Gender, sexuality, kink, relationships, all sorts of stuff. The other aspect is just like, just listen to this past year and a half, 2 years. Cause I was like, I went through breakups at the beginning when I like went through this horrible breakup right when I first started podcasting.
Really?
And then like, I got my heart broken, like, painful, like 3 months later by somebody. Like I basically was just tripping. So like, you know, you have a rough day, like you're not feeling well right now. And you're just like, hey, everybody, let's have a podcast.
Okay. So there's like a real journey there and people can
it's like, I'm not promising anything, but it really has been an amazing series of interviews. Like the amount that I've learned from my guests is just, I wouldn't trade it for anything. It's tough.
And okay. So speaking of breakups, in order to have breakups, you have to have, you know, people. where do you fall on the Kinsey scale? And by that, I mean that quite, please don't give me a number. It's dumb. But like, where is Sandra's sexuality on the
2.5.
spectrum?
I've primarily been in relationships with cis hetero males. And I drastically shifted my love life about, I mean, because there's our orientation, like how we feel inside about our gender, our orientation, all that stuff. And then there's how we actively behave in the world, right? And so like, do you want to know like who I'm banging or do you want to know how I feel, you know?
I'll go with either, both, whichever you're comfortable sharing. Those are all good.
I identify and feel agender, and my orientation is kind of like, I'm pansexual. I'm really just, I crush on everybody, and how I choose to explore that truly really differs on what time of the month it is and, you know, where the moon and the Saturn lines up. So
you're flexible.
Yes. Though to use just a title, I feel like defining it is much more illustrative at this point in the world when like everybody's using the same words for different definitions.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah.
But it really, and it does shift a lot. And right now I am like almost aromantic, and I've never been aromantic before, where I'm so just focused on my career and my dog that I'm just like, feelings, take those outside. I have work to do.
Poop outside for the dog and take your feelings outside for the people.
But that's a neat new experience. I'm usually like a big love bug and like just cuddle monkey from way back. So
yeah,
it's kind of neat.
Well, so this leads me to another question, which is, you're doing this series of online sex classes.
Yeah.
First of all, it's really ambitious.
Why?
Because, you know, someone says, hey, I'm going to launch a series of online classes. And you're like, great. And then you go and they're weekly.
Uh-huh.
They're single topic, they're weekly, and you do them in 3 time zones.
Yes, it's true. in 24 hours.
This is like Overachiever Central.
So it's a bit of, I mean, it's a challenge, but it's more of a sprint than a marathon.
Okay.
I'm over halfway done this week.
Yeah, what's coming up?
Okay, so I just did Triggering Orgasms. Next week is strap-ons for all occasions. So I'm talking about in the butt, vag, mouth, walking around your house with them.
All occasions.
All the reasons you can wear them. What are some, you know, guidelines for purchasing the stuff?
Mm-hmm. You know,
people who are shocked when they put one on, you know, what to do. When you put it on, you're like, oh my God, my center of gravity is so much lower. Oh my goodness.
Right.
I can do so many more things. And then copulation 101, which is my first time talking about just penis and vagina sex.
Ooh, that's so radical in a strange way.
I have avoided talking about just penis and vagina sex because I want to be inclusive all the time.
Of course.
But then I realized, oh, I have a whole series of things I can talk about just for that. Mm-hmm. So I'm allowing myself that space to do that.
Good.
And then boning 101 and boning 201. And then I finish off.
What's the difference, Sandra, between boning and copulation?
Okay. So boning is what I talk about all the time. I'm just like, everything's boning.
Everything's boning.
So that's just like a big buffet of my favorite bits and pieces from different places.
Okay.
Like triggering orgasms that just happened. That was like all the little stuff, all the little tips that I know that help boost your ability to orgasm. Copulation is just P and V. And boning is just the landscape.
And so I heard about your oral sex classes. Those were very buzzworthy.
Yeah, people are really into my oral sex classes.
Okay.
I love teaching my oral.
So people are really into oral sex classes. I'm wondering if you have like any insight into that, because there are really popular classes at these sex toy stores where we both teach, right? Mm-hmm. And people were totally talking about them and getting really excited about them. Why are people so into oral sex classes?
I'm going to preface this with, when I first started teaching classes 7 years ago now, which is like, oh my God, 7-year itch, hardly anybody would show up for cunnilingus classes, and it was all blowjobs. Now people are down for the cunnilingus. Like, it's definitely evening out a lot more.
Yes.
Which I'm so glad. So I have a series, and I'm realizing that I have about 3 hours of different blowjob tips, because I've dated men so much more. So I've geeked out a bit more about that. Our penises. I've had a lot of penises in my face, Tristan. What am I saying? I just kind of did it. But also, like, I think I have a certain amount of
for science.
I'm fascinated by the man box, bit of expectations men have to like fulfill. Mm-hmm. I'm fascinated by how tiny that box is.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I've got a solid hour and a half. Wait, what is the question? Because I just want to talk about
why
all
do
the
people
I do.
Yes, love oral sex classes.
So I've got a lot of oral sex material and like tips and modules that I teach. And what I'm finding is that you've got the people who just want to have that feather in their cap. I mean, it's like being really good at breakdancing, you know, but like, I got this, everybody, you know, like the party, just like get the party started. Like, you just, I think it's something like it, there's a certain pridefulness in. And I want to empower people to feel that they can be creative in how they express themselves through giving pleasure. Mm-hmm. I think that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the double check, the people who want to make sure that they're doing it right.
Oh my God, yes. That's totally a person that comes to a class.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I feel like they know a lot and they've mm-hmm. tried a lot. And so sometimes you're like, why are you here and why are you even taking notes? But they want to know. Yeah, they're doing it right. They want it sort of reflected back to them. Yeah, they want like the thumbs up.
Yeah, and some of my most proud moments are when somebody who's like, I'm really well versed in this, and you totally still, like, I still got stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the people who are bored and want to expand. And I love the idea of going from an 8-pack of crayons to a 64-pack of crayons. And so I just think of like how many tools do you have in your toolbox?
Right.
So there's the expansion pack that I offer. Truly, it's like Cards Against Humanity.
No, that's good. I like that. Okay, we got to take another break.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to doodle.
You're going to doodle on the break, and I'm going to gather together all these great listener questions, and we're going to start those. So don't go anywhere, people. Just a couple minutes, and we'll be back.
Stay.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Hey everyone, it's Tristan. Listen, there is nothing sexier than experience. Just ask the Pleasure Chest. As the oldest sex-positive boutique in America, this legendary establishment has made it their mission to provide sexual fulfillment to everyone, regardless of orientation, identity, or experience. With stores in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, as well as online, the Pleasure Chest wants to help you have the best sex of your life. Whether you're buying your first vibrator or your 10th leather flogger, you'll be assisted by a knowledgeable and friendly staff in an elegant, sex-positive environment. If you're looking to expand your sexual expertise, they offer free weekly workshops in locations nationwide where no subject is taboo or off-limits. Visit PleasureChest.com to learn more, because sex never goes out of style. You can use the coupon code Tristan at checkout and enjoy a free Pleasure Chest lube with every purchase.
Hi, everyone. It's Tristan. In a loving relationship, a pleasure shared is a pleasure doubled. Lilo, the world's leading pleasure brand, has a gorgeous selection of luxury pleasure products for couples, each one perfectly designed to ensure both partners get the most from sex. Lilo's remote-controlled pleasure products feature an exclusive technology called Sense Motion. You can control the vibrations of the massager by simply tilting and moving the remote. It's incredibly intimate, even from a distance. All Lilo's luxury couples toys are waterproof, rechargeable, quiet, and absolutely beautiful. Try the best-selling Tiani 24K for the most sensuous shared pleasure you've ever experienced, or the Lilo Smart Wand for the most powerful all-over body massage of your life. Go to Lilo.com or any good adult retailer now to see how Lilo can bring you closer together.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. I'm talking with sex educator and podcaster, sex nerd, Sandra.
Hey, everyone.
And I want to remind you, I'm going to be at IMSL next weekend, April 14th to the 17th. And there are something like four more days to register. Like, you only have four more days to register. There's no registration on site. IMSL.org. Then on to Seattle, where I'm giving the keynote at the Consent Summit put on by National Coalition for Sexual Freedom. Go to ncsfreedom.org. That's April 23rd. Then April 24th and 25th, I'm going to be doing two classes for SheBop. One is on open relationships, a 101 class, and the other is on G-spotting and squirting. SheBopTheShop.com. You know I'm going to Dallas in July, and you can find out more about that, as well as my amazing sex educator boot camps, which are coming to Woodhull's Sexual Freedom Summit. All the info for all these events, you can go to puckerup.com and click on tour. If you're at work, go to TristanTaramino.com and click on tour. Got a nice PG site there for you.
And if you want to see a terrible website, go to sexnerdsandra.com.
It's not terrible. You can buy book bags. Like, you can buy merch there, cool merch.
At my website? No, I know there's a link to another website.
Yes, but where they sell... you can buy cute t-shirts. She doesn't even know what's going on. I don't know. Okay. it's really funny that she just said that. Yes, there's cool shirts there is what I'm saying.
I guess I think of that as so far away from where the center of my shame
so
is.
So you're not doing the fulfillment. You're not putting those shirts in envelopes.
That's
and
some
stuff.
Really amazing people in Kansas.
Okay, great. Okay, we're going to get to listener questions. This one's on Twitter. It's from Scott McGuire. And Scott says, Sandra.
Hi.
How do you help your partner explore their sexuality? We're on different levels of sexual open-mindedness.
Ooh, baby steps. That's the first thing is let's not drag them kicking and screaming into a dungeon. You know, like one thing at a time. Just a single ass smack first. Help them. I mean, first they need to be willing. I think there's a lot of questions around, like, how do I get my partner to do this thing? And I think just that frame of mind itself can be detrimental to connecting with your partner sexually. And so I find the first thing you need to do is find out what your partner needs to feel safe. I mean, really. Yeah, you've got to, because if they've got shame, if they've got hesitation, if they've got some negative experiences in their past, if they've got, stuff that their parents or their religious teachers taught them, you've got to kind of shake some of that out and loosen it, you know, like kind of yogify it out of your system before you can really start training that sexy muscle. Yeah. I'm mixing metaphors here, Tristan. Help
no,
me.
No. I mean, I also think, I mean, this is where I think a trip to the local sex shop is good, or if that's too big of a step, a kind of a menu. See, I feel like sometimes people don't have the language. And so if you say, hey, I would like to try some new things, someone could immediately shut down and just be like, dude, it's fine how it is. Don't want to try new things. But they don't even actually know what you mean by new things. So then I want you to make them this list, you know, that says like massage candles and feathers and aromatherapy and lube. And then, you know, it goes on and on, lingerie and maybe a little bit of hot wax and a blindfold and some bondage. And what, you know what I mean? Like, and that's why I think a store is good, because it's sort of, it's all there, right? And then you can sort of see it and go, oh, maybe this. What do you think about that?
I mean, I think lists of like all the possibilities really open up someone's ideas of what that, because they vaguely might be thinking of like needles and dogs. You know, they're just like immediately go to like strange places in their mind.
Like, you want to have a threesome in public. It's like, no. No, just dial it back.
Like, there's some dark places in our minds that we go to.
Yeah.
And a reframe, because until you know what's going on in their minds, you don't necessarily know how to reframe it. Because it's I'm thinking about BDSM just because it's such an easy sort of illustrative point. But you say BDSM, and someone says, oh, I don't like pain. It's like, oh my gosh,
hundreds of things to do that do not involve pain at all.
Yeah, yeah, there's laughter in BDSM.
There's just dominance and submission, the role play of it all, the psychology of
it all.
There's
cool outfits.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, there's butt worship, you know, like a little booty jiggle. So it does take a bit of a smart analytical kind of mind to kind of go, how can we step slightly to the left here and reframe this? And
I always like the idea of a menu, you know? Because if someone gives me a menu, it's easier than just that sort of that out there question, which is like, let's try something new. It just feels
too big. That's
true.
If they want
big.
Specific things.
Yeah.
Literally, you can. I gave a partner a list once.
Hmm.
Well, I did. I did like the, I call it the, I kind of like hacked the yes, no, maybe list.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Where I just went, look, I really want to do a million things to you at you right now. Because like, we just started dating. And I was like, you're so hot. And I love. So I just said, I made a list of 10 things I really want to do to you, with you, et cetera. Can you just say yes, no, or maybe? And then we can do
something. I can remember doing that also a very long time ago, but just being like, okay, so here's the scoop. The field is wide open, so I'm just going to pick 5 things. These are the 5 things that, like, you know, I would be interested in. So what do you think? And then they just sort of picked off the list. Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. That was with someone you know. Okay, so our next question comes by email from E and demonstrates the lovely ecosystem that we're in. Hi, Tristan. I first learned of you and your work on Sex Nerd Sandra's podcast.
What?
I was inspired to ask you this question, and now she's asking it to both of us. How can I, as a sexually adventurous woman, enjoy oral sex? I'm intrigued by the idea, but I'm often too embarrassed to enjoy the experience. We don't have a lot of details here. Giving, receiving, what parts.
That's true.
Right? Like, I'm thinking immediately, like, are you feeling inhibited about giving it? Are you feeling inhibited about receiving it? So I think we should sort of address both.
Okay. I assumed to enjoy oral sex was to enjoy receiving oral sex. Because usually people say giving.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, yeah. That's, I mean, Ooh, so much. In terms of being embarrassed, I mean, there's embarrassed about your taste, your smell, your look, the sounds you make, being, you know, embarrassed about the fact that you're even doing it.
Being embarrassed about being the center of attention, but nothing else is going on.
Absolutely.
It's all going on you.
Absolutely. It should just force you. Tax season is here, like very much here. So just do your taxes while they're going down on you. So you have to distract yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I think about the three assurances in the book, She Comes First, where your partner needs to be proactive to reassure you of three things. We have all the time in the world. I'm really glad to be here. And I'm really glad that I get to do this.
Mm.
And that, to me, I think is essential. They don't wait until someone's having a little bit of a meltdown to be proactively dirty talking, like that it's a good thing. And that's not really about the person receiving. It's more about the giver stepping in there.
Mm-hmm. And also, I think we take for granted that people want all kinds of pleasure, right? And that's not a hurdle in and of itself to get over.
Mm-hmm.
Being receptive, being fully present, being in your body, not wandering off, not being self-conscious, not having negative self-talk, but just like actually surrendering to the experience. Mm-hmm. And at the base of that, I think, and Elle Chase might think this too, I'm just thinking of you, Elle, I deserve this.
Aww.
I deserve this. I deserve someone, devoting all their resources right now just to me. And my pleasure. Mm-hmm. I deserve this. And I know, telling yourself, I know this person is jazzed to be doing this, mm-hmm. right? Reminding yourself of that. They can remind you, but you also have to believe it, right? You have to take it
and
believe it.
It's a good mantra. I deserve this. Oh, fuck yeah, I deserve this. Oh, you dirty girl, you deserve this. Or whatever you want to say to yourself. I don't know if this person's how they identify. And I think of this other mantra that you can say, which is, I think of it as giving, because I teach so many oral sex, and I teach often from the point of view of the giver of pleasure,
mm-hmm.
right? Because it's a lot of skill sets.
Skills, right, skills.
And for a lot of people, they're more comfortable giving than receiving. And so you've got to realize that if it's all about you giving, that in a way is more selfish than to receive. And that you're actually giving in your allowing your partner to the joy of giving to you.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's like a reframe. That's totally right on.
Yeah.
It's a reframe in your mind. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if her question went the other way, I think it's a she.
Anyway. Vibrating panties.
Okay. We're going to take another break.
So many breaks.
I know, but you know, we have to keep the lights on, pay the bills.
I'm just having a good time.
When we come up next, we're going to talk about, I keep saying we come up next because we're not coming next. but we're going to talk about STIs and we're going to talk about butt stuff.
Butt stuff.
So stay with us.
Okay.
and obviously Sandra's got some sort of story to tell us. Stay with us. More with Sex Out Loud when we return.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Hi, everyone. It's Tristan. In a loving relationship, a pleasure shared is a pleasure doubled. Lilo, the world's leading pleasure brand, has a gorgeous selection of luxury pleasure products for couples, each one perfectly designed to ensure both partners get the most from sex. Lilo's remote-controlled pleasure products feature an exclusive technology called Sense Motion. You can control the vibrations of the massager by simply tilting and moving the remote. It's incredibly intimate, even from a distance. All Lilo's luxury couples toys are waterproof, rechargeable, quiet, and absolutely beautiful. Try the best-selling Tiani 24K for the most sensuous shared pleasure you've ever experienced. Or the Lilo Smart Wand for the most powerful all-over body massage of your life. Go to Lilo.com or any good adult retailer now to see how Lilo can bring you closer together.
Hey everyone, it's Tristan. Listen. There is nothing sexier than experience. Just ask the Pleasure Chest. As the oldest sex-positive boutique in America, this legendary establishment has made it their mission to provide sexual fulfillment to everyone, regardless of orientation, identity, or experience. With stores in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, as well as online, the Pleasure Chest wants to help you have the best sex of your life. Whether you're buying your first vibrator or your 10th leather flogger, you'll be assisted by a knowledgeable and friendly staff in an elegant, sex-positive environment. If you're looking to expand your sexual expertise, they offer free weekly workshops in locations nationwide where no subject is taboo or off-limits. Visit PleasureChest.com to learn more, because sex never goes out of style. You can use the coupon code Tristan at checkout and enjoy a free Pleasure Chest lube with every purchase.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. Sex nerd Sandra is being so funny on the breaks here that I'm practically losing my mind. Okay, so I want to get to more questions, but I have a few things. One is that she finished her doodle, and we're going to tweet that out. And I just want to plug something of Sandra's. The news broke today on the interwebs.
Oh.
The big announcement that Sandra has joined the cast of Incredible Girl. This is executive produced and co-created by Celia Aurora de Blas and Teresa Giussino. And Incredible Girl tells the story of Sarah, a Southern Baptist woman who realizes that she doesn't feel seen or heard in her life, but ends up finding love and herself in the BDSM community. She enters a relationship with the titular Incredible Girl, and the show explores love in all its permutations. And Sandra has been cast as her best friend from childhood.
Uber-religious best friend.
The uber-religious best friend, which is funny now that you've given me that background. So they're doing some crowdfunding. They need your support. Google Incredible Girl. I think it's going to be a fantastic new web video series. And Sandra, congratulations on that. That's a big get.
Thank you. I'm so excited because I read the script before the audition. I was like, oh, this is really good, you know, because you're kind of like, you know, growing up in Hollywood, you're like, things happen all the time,
right?
And then I read it, I was like, oh shit, this has to get made.
Yeah,
this has to get made. So I'm excited. Yeah,
good. Well, congratulations.
Oh, I actually have an announcement too.
Oh, good.
I don't know why it's like so announcy, but I'm super glad that happened. That'll be so much fun. And just on Tuesday, my friend, I've been bugging her about this kind of side business project for a while. And now that I'm on doing online classes, sexnerdsandra.eventbrite.com for all the classes. But she finally was like, we need to do this. She's been a photographer for 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing this for 7 years. And I am just blown away by how much, even if I did see wonderful matches for me on an online dating site, I wouldn't know because their profile sucks. You know,
right?
And like, that just makes me sad.
Mm-hmm.
People can't find each other very well.
Mm-hmm.
So we just launched profilepunchup.com, where she and I on Skype or in person in LA, or Skype wherever, will like overhaul you. Like, she will touch up your photographs because we basically have superpowers, and we want to hang out and like work on profiles and hang out with somebody and get to know them. Like, it's just.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm pumped.
You know, I just had Tina Horn. I recorded a show with Tina Horn, which is going to air later. And she wrote a book about kind of hooking up in the digital world, all the technology.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She has a whole section in that book on how to write the profile so that you're both representing like who you are.
Absolutely.
And that you're attracting the people you want to attract. And it's an art. It's definitely an art.
It is an art. And I have a special superpower where I can be, I don't know if you have this, but I can be attracted to just about anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like I find myself attracted to, like, especially if I like get into that mindset. And I want people to succeed. And it is an art form. And I love writing profiles.
Yeah.
Like I'm really into it.
No, it's a great service. I fucking love it. Yeah. So okay. What's the website?
Profilepunchup.com. And we've made 3 days in our week, every week of, we're available to schedule
consults.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, good. More Sandra in the world.
Yay.
Okay. This one comes from Aussie. If I meet a new woman and I would like to find out whether she is disease free.
Whoa.
I use condoms. I love cunnilingus, but I hate dental dams. What is the most refined way to approach the topic without her being offended? I mean, I don't think she should be, but it can happen. First of all, Aussie, I want you to stop using the phrase disease-free.
Yeah,
okay,
clean,
take it away, Sandra.
Clean, disease-free, all of these terms that basically hold in it that you're like a broken creature if you have any kind of STI and you're just this beautiful, pristine bucket of ice cream if you don't. Like, I've never had chickenpox. Am I a better person than people who've had chickenpox?
No, but it's going to be hell, right, if you get shingles. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
If they haven't had chickenpox, something. Or no, you'll never get shingles.
No, I mean, no. If I ever get chickenpox, I'll
die.
It'll
be bad.
But,
okay, yeah.
But the point is that STIs aren't the horror story that these really biased groups like to make people believe. A lot of them are curable. Mm-hmm. A lot of them, there's medication to live with them just fine. I mean, I'm not a health teacher specifically. But also know that if you write this question from the angle of if they're disease-free, mm-hmm. What about you? And have you figured out if they do have herpes, if they do have HPV, what are your protocols? Like, have the conversation with yourself before you even have it with the other person.
Yeah.
What are you comfortable with? Because it's not like, oh, I have HPV of the cervix, so that means we can't touch. What does that mean for you? You know, mm-hmm. I have HPV of the cervix. I know what I can do with other people to keep them safe, to keep me safe. Like, I know the things that I need to do to go into the negotiation.
Right.
Do you know?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it should be a proactive, hey, you're getting yourself tested regularly and you're saying to people, hi, so this is my deal. I get tested every, you know, fill in the blank. And these are my test results. And I would like to have different kinds of sex with you. And I want to do it safely. So I want to know, hey, what are your testing protocols? And what's your sexual history and what's going on? And I think ultimately, I would want you to rethink this hating of dental dams. Mm. Because truthfully, if you find a partner with herpes, for example, there are times when, you know, people can be on the meds and they could be non-shedding and it all can be good, but then there could be a sort of a question mark, right?
Yeah.
I might be getting an outbreak. Right. And I don't want you to like swear off oral sex during that outbreak. I want you to rethink that. Mm-hmm. And then also maybe you have a hookup and you don't exchange this information. I want you to be able to just use dental dams so that you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. And get really good at your hand skills. So you can have your face near, but necessarily on, you know?
Right.
And I love dental dams. Self-disclosure. I realize that that's just an anecdote for me, but for people who are super, like almost can't even handle too much stimulation, like we're really sensitive mm-hmm. like on that side of the bell curve, dental dams make cunnilingus way more comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I think Aussie, I think we're adults and we all need to have these conversations. And if you approach it in a way that this is totally normal, this is totally you know, necessary, and I'm not going to judge you. Mm-hmm. You know, that was the piece about the disease-free, is I felt like there was judgment already in it,
uh-huh.
and I want you coming at it from like a different angle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, care about their safety as much as you care about your own.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're both in the flow of life, you know? Care about everyone.
Yeah. Oh my God, we're almost out of time, Sandra.
Tristan, no, it's fun.
Okay, so I want you to give me something that you can say in 30 seconds to 1 minute, and that is, just to end up here, what is something that you wish 20-year-old Sandra knew?
Use lube. Use lube. You know how long, for the first 10 years of my sexual exploration in my body, I didn't know how to give myself an orgasm without a vibrator. And the little tidbit that I didn't have anybody in my life to tell me is, hey, your clit doesn't lubricate. Maybe try put some lubricant on clit.
The end. So, okay. So your tip is use lube. It's a good tip. It's definitely a good tip. Okay. If you guys want to find Sandra, and I know you do, she's the host of Sex Nerd Sandra, a Nerdist Industries podcast. Find out more at sexnerdsandra.com. Don't listen to her. It's a fine website, Sandra.
And you can find the links to my, because I'm doing the first semester of online classes and they'll be live.
And they're right on there.
And then I'm launching, I'm basically learning a lot about this experience, and then I'm going to like step it up. So my second semester will be like bigger and even better.
And prerequisites?
I want to do prerequisites.
Okay, no, I'm not laughing. I'm sorry. Prerequisites. Well, you have to take BJ's one to take BJ two, right?
I'm talking about like anatomy. Like, I have feelings and thoughts. The end.
Okay, so if you want to hear those feelings and thoughts on a regular basis, you can also follow her on Twitter. And are you on Instagram?
Yes.
At SexNerdSandra. I want to thank everyone who makes this show possible. Executive producer Karen Dana, associate producer Raymond Johnson, segment producer and editor Colton, announcer Cooper Beckett from Life on the Swing Set, Matt, my engineer, and everyone at Voice America. If you missed any part of the show or want to hear it again, you can listen on demand or download the MP3 by going to voiceamerica.com and searching for Sex Out Loud. You can also subscribe to it as a podcast on iTunes. And you can subscribe to Sex Nerd Sandra. I'd love it if you'd leave me a review. It really helps people find the podcast, and it helps Apple promote the podcast. It's just all good all the way around. Tune in next Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, when my guest will be the incredible Matilda Bernstein Sycamore. This is rescheduled from a few weeks ago when Matilda was sick. We are talking all about her memoir, the Lambda Literary Award-winning The End of San Francisco. And it's going to be incredible. It's one of my favorite interviews. I've already recorded it. So I'm just telling you, I fucking loved it. And in the meantime, you know, hit me up on social media. And just like we did here this Friday evening, talk about sex out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety.